All right, we're at 8:56, and the Money Doctor is here. Dr. Ram from Power Down Down. Hello there.
Hello there, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Hi, I'm fine. What's going on with you?
Well, I'm wanting to talk about a scam that's going on. It's an ongoing thing, but it's happening right now in a bigger way, I think, and it's about Help Wanted. So if you've seen these online ads for Help Wanted, have you seen any of these?
I'm not sure. I mean, are they vague ads?
Well, no, actually, they look really good. They look really legit, and that's why I want to talk about them.
Okay.
So you see an online ad. The tricky part here is they usually use a real company's name. In fact, they've even impersonated the Better Business Bureau at one point.
Wow, that's so, kind of, you know what, gutsy.
It is. So they'll use a real company's name. They'll look legit. There's a way to spot them. There's some things you should watch out for. So, you know, some of these positions, your antenna might go up a little more quickly than others, like, you know, secret shopper or work from home. I think people have gotten kind of wise to the idea that those may be a little in the gray area. It's okay. Not that they're all bad, right? But you might pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you see a job advertised that has your, you know, some sort of legit looking position, customer service representative, right? Or something vague like sales representative, and it's for a company
morning show DJ
that you know. Morning show DJ. So if that happens, here's the things that will probably wake you up to this might be a scam.
Okay.
You'll apply online, and then you'll get a message from a recruiter. I'm using my air quotes here, a recruiter.
Yeah.
You'll fill out some information, and next thing that you know, you'll get something from a hiring manager.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll get a very quick response, usually, offering you the job.
Like immediately?
Well, pretty close. Yeah. You know, your credentials look great.
They
Here's
made me
job.
Wait for weeks here at Bear Country 95.3.
And I'm guessing they interviewed you.
Yes.
And that is a key.
Uh-huh.
So you want to make sure that they're interviewing you.
Okay.
So where's the scam in this besides the fact that you go to work for some company that doesn't really exist? The scam is that they finally hire you and you get your first paycheck. And it happens to be for too much money.
Too much money?
Too much money.
Hmm.
So guess what they want you to do?
What's going on?
They want you to wire them the difference.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, of course. You know, so this should be common knowledge by now, but I don't think that it is. So some things you should pay attention to, like if you see the same job in advertised in multiple states, pay attention. That might not be legit. On-the-spot offers, no interviews, those kinds of things. If it's a government agency, it should be free. You should not have to pay to go find jobs at a government agency. So no matter what you're seeing for Help Wanted ads out there, go to the actual company's website and see if the job is posted.
All right.
So if you see something that says wanted,
you know,
Help Wanted at the Better Business Bureau, maybe you go to BBB.org and you find out.
Very good.
So there is a really good article on it. It's on the BBB scam tracker at BBB.org. Better Business Bureau, great place to check things out like that. But the point about them asking for the overage from your check isn't that you got $3,000 and sent $500 back. It's that you don't get to keep the $3,000 either, and now you're out $500.
Oh, that's horrible.
So, yeah, and it's really a shame because people are so, you know, hungry for work. And if they're filling out these online forms, you just have to go to the direct website and watch out for the tricky stuff.
Will do. All right. That's the Money Doctor, Dr. Ram from Power Down Debt. And Power Down Debt is right here in our own backyard. Remember, powerdowndebt.com. If you want to check out the website, maybe get together some questions for Dr. Ram, you can pass those questions along to her when you call her at the local number.
Absolutely. 413-774-5555.